This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. European Union powers have officially recognized opposition leader Juan Guaido as interim president of Venezuela. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Britain has joined Germany, Spain, Sweden and France in recognizing Juan Guaido, with Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt saying Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro had not called for a new presidential election within the 8-day time limit set. While Sweden's foreign minister says the election that brought Maduro to power was neither free nor fair. In Spain, Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has urged Maduro to move promptly towards a fresh vote. And German Chancellor Angela Merkel says Guaido is the legitimate interim president. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Maduro said on a Spanish television program Sunday, no, international politics can't be based on ultimatums. The Islamist Al-Shabaab group has claimed responsibility for two attacks in Somalia Monday. The terrorist group said one of its gunmen shot and killed the manager of a Dubai-owned port in Somalia's semi-autonomous region of Puntland. Elsewhere in Somalia Monday, authorities say a powerful blast in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, killed at least 9 people. Nayib Bukele, the former San Salvador mayor, was elected president of El Salvador Sunday, crushing a two-party system in place since the civil war ended in 1992. The Salvadorian Election Authority awarded him nearly 54% of the votes. Bukele was a favorite in the polls throughout the campaign. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports more U.S. troops are being deployed to the Mexico border with U.S. border with Mexico.
The latest deployment will bring the total number of active duty troops at the border to 4,350.
That was AP's Ben Thomas. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump touched on a wide range of issues during an interview with media network CBS on Sunday. Trump said the date and venue of his upcoming second summit with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been agreed upon and would likely be announced before or during his State of the Union address on Tuesday. He also said Kim has the power to change his country.
He has a chance to have North Korea be a tremendous economic behemoth. It has a chance to be one of the great economic countries in the world. He can't do that with nuclear weapons, and he can't do that on the path they're on now.
Trump also bashed the ongoing 21-month criminal investigation of Russian meddling in the 2016 election, led by special counsel Robert Mueller. He answered questions on Roger Stone, who was arrested and charged last week as part of the investigation.
Roger is somebody that I've always liked, but a lot of people liked Roger. Some people probably don't like Roger, but Roger Stone's somebody I've always liked. I mean, Roger's a character, but Roger was not, I don't know if you know this or not, Roger wasn't on my campaign, except way at the beginning.
Stone is the sixth Trump aide charged in the Mueller investigation. He has pleaded not guilty to felony charges of witness tampering, obstruction, and false statements. Several thousand homes in the northeastern state of Queensland remained under threat on Monday. Rising floodwaters have forced the evacuation of over 1,000 people. Authorities warned of dangerous and high-velocity flows along the Ross River after the floodgates were opened at a nearby dam Sunday. Townsville resident Tina Stevenson was rescued by dinghy and then interviewed by a reporter.
Just that the water keeps rising and I'm very scared of water. I'm terrified of water.
How high was it coming?
Well, it's halfway up the letterbox pole. Yeah, up the post of the letterbox.
A record 1.16 meters of rain has fallen across the Townsville area over the past 7 days. Major flood warnings have been posted for several rivers. Preparations are underway in Abu Dhabi ahead of Pope Francis holding the first ever papal mass on the Arabian Peninsula on Tuesday. The Pope will celebrate the outdoor mass for some 135,000 Catholics in a sports stadium. This woman plans to attend the mass.
All of us, all these different nationality in Dubai, who is a Muslim country, but we are all together, and also it just really, it's great that this government is actually allowing us to go and is giving us a day off to do that. It's bringing all the faith together, and I think it's fantastic. Fantastic atmosphere.
The United Arab Emirates welcomed Pope Francis with a ceremony on Monday. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.